Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on WBHM and WSGN. I'm Tanya Ott. Jefferson County is trying desperately to exit municipal bankruptcy. Earlier this week, commissioners met in closed-door sessions with their attorneys, trying to, well, we don't really know what exactly they were trying to do because the doors were closed. But joining us to talk about that and more is Birmingham News columnist John Archibald. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Tanya.
So what do we know about those meetings?
Wow. Well, the truth is, I guess what we do know about it, we know from our reporter Barnett Wright, who's the only one who has sources to get that information. But basically, they're among other things, they are trying to work on a plan to coax creditors into taking less money than they think they're owed now. We'll see how that turns out.
How much money are the creditors trying to get from the county?
Well, I think the number's right about a little bit less than $3 billion at the moment. And General Bowman, Commissioner Bowman, for a long time now has been arguing that they would accept almost half that, I guess, really about $1 billion less, $1.6 billion. And
he says the creditors would accept that, or the county would accept that.
He says he believes that's all that's owed, and the county. And he thinks that it's a, and he and consultants that have been working with him believe that that is a sellable point. Whether that's true or not is, of course, remains to be seen.
Is County Commission President David Carrington and the other county commissioners in line with Bowman on that?
Well, they have, you know, frankly, in the past, they've often sort of ridiculed that idea and written it off as not real doable, which is why it's interesting right now. If, in fact, they spent any portion of this big, expensive, hidden lawyer meeting talking about it, it might reek of a little desperation, but who knows?
So desperation, what does the county have to do besides get creditors to accept a lower amount to get itself out of bankruptcy?
Well, and they do have to come up with a payment plan. They have to get the creditors to sign off on it, which is a huge thing. Get the bankruptcy judge to sign off on it and move forward. And do it in a way that they can afford.
The county's debt, of course, is due to sewer spending. And Jefferson County residents know that their sewer bills have gone up dramatically in the last decade. Of course, you know, we've even heard from people who've said, I'm moving out of Jefferson County because of the sewer rates. I'm going to go down to Shelby County. But in your column yesterday, you write about sewer rates in Shelby County. What's going on there?
Right, particularly in North Shelby County. There are a lot of different systems in Shelby County, but in North Shelby County, Greystone, Eagle Point, areas like that. Sewer rates have gone up far higher than they have in Jefferson County in recent years, since 2005 when they sold, gone up 169%. Their sewer rates are double those in Jefferson County.
Why are they going up so high in Shelby County?
Well, they sold their system to a private sewer system in 2005, Southwest Water, with an agreement that they could increase rates by at least 8% a year for 11 years. And they have exceeded that by far.
And have we heard the same kind of complaints from residents out of Shelby County that we have here in Jefferson County?
Oh, Lord, yes. nobody, you know, when you're paying $80 a month in sewer fees, even in more affluent areas, it's hard to miss. And they can see that that's going to go up to over 100 in a matter of years, short years, 2 years, and no end in sight.
So are we looking at an exodus from Shelby County to Chilton County?
Not yet. But there's a lot of unhappiness. And, of course, you know, Jefferson County rates will probably be going up again, too. I mean, this is not unique, and we have environmental regulations that a lot of these people are blaming. We have privatized sewers in places that aren't any it doesn't really make it better for ratepayers in a lot of places and a lot of issues.
Okay, so let's pull it back to Birmingham. Birmingham Mayor William Bell delivered his State of the City address earlier this week. He touted the city's stable finances, renovations to parks, the new baseball stadium. How does all his back padding stack up with what you see?
Well, you know, I mean, we have to remember, and I say it too much, I guess, but the bar is pretty low. I mean, after we had 8 years of Bernard Kincaid and 2 years of Larry Langford, a reasonable forward-moving thing looks pretty good. You have to also see the growing rift between the council and the mayor. We still have high crime. We still have educational issues take over by the state. I guess we can say things look worse. But you wouldn't expect the mayor to say that in his State of the City, I guess. But You know, it's time now, I guess, for us to stop thinking of the bar being low and start thinking of where do we go from here.
The new Regions Baseball Stadium and the expansion of the Birmingham Jefferson Convention Complex are coming up on some deadlines for completion. Are they going to make it?
Yeah, well, I don't think they're going to make it entirely on the ballpark. I think they'll have the ability to open the stadium to watch games when the Barons come, but a lot of peripheral things just aren't going to be done, aesthetic sort of things.
What about the BJCC?
I'm not that confident that it will, but I don't have any real reason to believe that it won't.
Will this be a black eye not meeting those deadlines, or is it going to be one of those, well, you know, it was a big project, it was tough to do?
I think long term it won't matter that much. It would be nice to have a grand opening splash with everything in place as it should be. And it'll be a little disappointing to some people that it's not. But in the grand scheme of things, you know, if there's not shrubbery in the you know, over the fence in the outfield, that probably won't matter that much.
Okay. Thanks, John.
All right.
John Archibald's column appears in the Birmingham News on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and online at al.com all the time. John joins us here on Morning Edition each Thursday.